Life can be hard work, and that's not a bad thing. We're made to use our gifts and abilities for the benefit of others and to earn a living. But sometimes life is such hard work that we completely lose sight of the important things. Have you noticed? We all know that there's a spiritual side to life, but that's so easy to ignore, isn't it? Perhaps, but it's impossible to suppress. The facts speak for themselves. Surveys tell us that over the last month, two-thirds of all people prayed. Two-thirds? What's that all about? Maybe a prayer of desperation or a sense of duty, perhaps? But how many of us ever discover the sheer wonder and delight of prayer? How many ever unlock the real power of prayer? Romans chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. As you serve the Lord, work hard and don't be lazy. Be excited about serving Him. Be happy because of the hope that you have in Him. Be patient when you have troubles and pray all the time. So don't be lazy, work hard. Do it with a sense of spark and excitement in your heart because of the hope that's within you. Sure, you'll have trials, you'll have tribulations along the way, but be patient through them all. And whatever you do, whatever you have going on in your life, good or bad, up or down, pray. Pray all the time. When I started taking this praying thing seriously, God started showing up during those times. And now I'm hooked because when I pray, I have this quiet assurance, this deep sense of peace and joy, come what may, even on the darkest days. In fact, especially on those days, I experience a peace that in human terms simply doesn't make sense. Where did that come from? And that's something you only get when you take a few minutes each day to pray. Then it doesn't seem to matter what the world throws at you, your feet are on solid ground. There's a whole bunch of things in life that we don't know how they're going to turn out. We just don't. But God does. I know that in my life, because when I was praying this morning, He filled my heart with something that you just can't put into words. Be patient when you have troubles. Pray all the time. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.